This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going
to
say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so staggeringly awesome and unapologetically original, you won't know what hit you.
Do you ever just get down on your knees and thank God that you know me and have access to my dementia?
Featuring the man himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet. Presented by BetMGM. On Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Magnificent. Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Monday, the world of sports absolutely buzzing. And we're going to get to all of it, including coaching changes and firings in the National Football League. Moments ago, literally moments ago, ESPN's Adam Schefter tweeting, and I'm not joking, this is literally moments ago, that the Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Kevin Stefanski. So Stefanski going to go to the top of the wish list for a bunch of NFL coaching vacancies. I would love to see my favorite team, the New York Football Giants, hire Kevin Stefanski as its next head coach. So the Browns have just fired Kevin Stefanski. We will get to that as we move along. Not a huge shock that that happened, but it has happened. So we will talk about it coming up in a little bit. The Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Kevin Stefanski. We also saw late last night the Atlanta Falcons fire head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. It looks like the Falcons will announce the hiring of CBS NFL analyst and former Falcons MVP quarterback Matt Ryan to be the president of football operations. That is not official yet. but is expected to be official per NFL insider tweets, maybe as soon as today. So we will bring you that news when we get it. We'll break down the Atlanta Falcons decisions, why I think they made the right call, why I think the Cleveland Browns probably made the wrong call with Stefanski, but at least I understand it. And any other breaking coaching news here on Black Monday in the NFL, we will break it down in full detail here on You Better, You Bet. I will also tell you, dear listener, and you, dear viewer, with the playoff picture set in the National Football League, why there is zero excuse for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills to not make it to Super Bowl 60, and the consequences the Bills must face if they don't at least win the AFC. There is a coaching change that I don't expect to be made in the National Football League, and I absolutely think it should, and I think that the team is crying out for it to be made. I'll tell you about that in a couple hours here on You Better, You Bet. I'm also going to give you my early thoughts for Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. We've got betting markets at BetMGM, and I've got thoughts on a bunch of these games. And we will close the show in the final hour, the Power Hour, with all my bets for tonight in the world of sports. We'll do a little NBA and a little college hoops and a little college football at the very end of the show. Got a couple games I like tonight in the association. Just to reiterate the breaking news that came down a few minutes ago, the Cleveland Browns have fired head coach Kevin Stefanski, and reportedly, general manager Andrew Berry will stay on in Cleveland. I actually don't have any beef with that for Jimmy Haslam and the Cleveland Browns, and I'll explain why in a little bit. But we officially begin the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports with this.
He now has a chance to win the division for the Ravens. The final play of the regular season for the final spot in the playoffs. Tyler Luke from 44. Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth with the call last night on NBC. Honestly, in the moment, and we'll do this more later in the show, like we are going to talk about this in detail later in the show. I think last night was the best called game by a play-by-play announcer and a color commentator since the 2018 AFC Championship game, Tony Romo's first year at CBS, Nance and Romo on the call of the Patriots and the Chiefs at Arrowhead, with the Patriots winning that game in overtime. That's how good I think this was last night from Tirico and Collinsworth, absolutely at the top of their games. Again, we will delve into that in detail a little later in the show. Where I want to start, the first thing off of this game last night, and I'll preface it by saying, I have thought about it. I thought about it literally in the moment last night, and it's the first thing I thought about when I woke up this morning. Don't tell my wife. This is not hyperbole, it is not an exaggeration, and I, Nick Kostos, am not being a prisoner of the moment. And if I were, I would tell you, and I would admit it, that I'm getting swept up in the moment. I have no problem saying that. This is not that. Last night, Steelers beating the Baltimore Ravens, 26-24. To win the AFC North in the fashion that it happened, this is one of the best and most dramatic regular season NFL games of all time. Of all time. When you consider the stakes, the teams, the legendary quarterbacks, the legendary coaches, arguably the best rivalry in the NFL with the Ravens and the Steelers, and the setting in primetime in Pittsburgh. Chef's kiss, absolute perfection. I have been watching the NFL on an obsessive basis for 36 years, obsessively for 36 years. And this is a game that will absolutely stand the test of time, and one that we will be talking about for years and decades to come. That is how good this was last night as the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens. And as far as the game itself goes, we don't need to belabor this point at all. The Baltimore Ravens need to fire John Harbaugh, and they need to fire John Harbaugh now. You can't fire him last night after the game. He's won a Super Bowl, obviously. You got to show him the proper respect, and I mean that sincerely. But we don't have to play games here. This doesn't have to be a dragged-out process. He needs to go, full stop, and that is not an overreaction. That is only reaction. Not overreaction, only reaction. If you're the Baltimore Ravens, you absolutely cannot lose this game that they lost last night to the DK Metcalf-less Pittsburgh Steelers and waste an MVP-caliber performance from Lamar Jackson. And there were questions coming into the game. Like, how's Lamar going to look? No one knew. He's been so up and down this season, has dealt with multiple injuries, finally got a full week of practice in. But no one knew how this was going to go for Lamar Jackson. And then the game starts. And it goes on into the second half. And he is outrageously, outrageously good. And then the list of reasons on the pie chart of reasons why the Baltimore Ravens lost this game, Lamar Jackson is the least of the problems last night for the Baltimore Ravens. We're going to play for you the second Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown here. And I'm going to tell why this is one of the best plays I've seen for a long time in the National Football League.
Third and one. Fake to Henry Jackson. Shot downfield. Zay Flowers again. Zay Flowers inside the 20. He's going to go.
Unbelievable. And by the way, Chris Collinsworth takes a lot of flack from people. That call is a 10 out of 10. And Mike Tirico is a 10 out of 10. To say in the moment, they've got him again, and like, you're watching on TV, you can't see that Zay Flowers is wide open. But you know in that moment, like, something has happened down the field. And then you see it with the ball in the air. That is so good. And Lamar Jackson was so good. The way he was able to step through those two defenders, like, he's going to get sacked on either side, and he slips through and is able to make that throw down the field look like Jet Li in a 2000 action movie. Like, it was preposterous. He looked like a shinobi. He looked like a ninja. How was he able to do that? Superhuman stuff from Lamar Jackson. And it's all for naught. They lose the game anyway. Absolutely unacceptable. And this game turned. And this is an indictment on the coaches, and it's also an indictment on the front office for the Baltimore Ravens. This game last night turned when Kyle Hamilton got concussed at the beginning of the second half by his own teammate, Alohi Gilman, as it's like one of these quick Aaron Rodgers, like, I need to get rid of the ball or I'm going to get killed. So I'm going to throw a hospital ball and put people in harm's way. And Gilman and Kyle Hamilton go helmet to helmet. And Hamilton takes the worst of it. Gilman's able to come back into the game. But Kyle Hamilton is not. And at that point in the game, the Ravens lead 10-3. And from there, the Pittsburgh Steelers are able to turn it all around. And I know Chris Collinsworth is saying, and I'm not saying Collinsworth is wrong, that Kyle Hamilton is the heart and soul of the Ravens' defense. And that without Hamilton as the movable chess piece, that the Ravens' defense, like, kind of ceases to become what it can be in its best and final form. Here's my reaction to that. You can't have it as an organization and a coaching staff. And this is not to diminish the greatness of Kyle Hamilton. He is a spectacular player. You can't have it where if a safety has to, it's not Myles Garrett has to leave the game, or TJ Watt has to leave the game, or Micah Parsons has to leave the game. Like, or Aaron Donald has to leave the game, or Lawrence Taylor has to leave the game. Like, let's call it like it is. You cannot have it that if a safety has to leave the game, your defense absolutely folds like a cheap suit against a Steelers defense that offense that has zero juice without DK Metcalf. What a stinging indictment this is on Harbaugh, on general manager Eric DaCosta, and on defensive coordinator Zach Orr. Do you think the Ravens, I've been saying this how many times now for how many years now on this show, Do you think the Ravens wish they still had Mike Macdonald on the coaching staff as the head coach? Could you imagine that? Kyle Hamilton gets hurt, and the Pittsburgh Steelers offense without DK Metcalf turns into the greatest show on turf, St. Louis Rams. And you can't keep them off the scoreboard after that because a safety had to leave the game. And again, Kyle Hamilton is magnificent, but you absolutely cannot have this. And when it's all said and done, and when the Ravens, and I think they will do it, when they move on from John Harbaugh, like keeping John Harbaugh over Mike Macdonald is going to be like the Eagles drafting Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. And that sounds like a huge insult to John Harbaugh, and I understand how that comes across because he's won a Super Bowl and he's been a great coach, but come on. Come on. A year of Lamar Jackson's prime wasted. And I know that he misses time this season. But look at San Francisco with all the time that Brock Purdy missed and other like principal players missed. They played for the one seed this weekend. The Ravens finished below 500. Like, there's no excuse for this. Zero excuse. And I'm not here for anyone that wants to make the excuses. And we haven't even gotten to the most unforgivable sin committed by John Harbaugh last night. And to talk about that, we have to talk about the team's rookie place kicker, Tyler Loop. And look, I feel bad for the kid. 24 years old, rookie out of Arizona, was nails for most of the season, replacing, you know, one of the best kickers of all time, and you can say whatever you want about him off the field, and I'm sure it's all merited. But on the field, one of the best kickers ever, if not the best kicker ever, in Justin Tucker. After the first Lamar Jackson to Zay Flowers touchdown pass, after the first one, Tyler Loop booms the kickoff out of bounds. And my antenna starts to go up a little bit. Huh, that's interesting. Like, that's a huge mistake in that spot by a rookie kicker on the road with the stakes exceptionally high. The antenna go up. Then when the Steelers score to take the lead at the end of the game with less than a minute to play, Chris Boswell, who might be, he's one of the best kickers in the NFL, shanks the extra point. Misses the extra point, and it's 26-24, and now Baltimore can win with the field goal. And you get on the final drive, you get Lamar Jackson magic. On the 4th-and-7, the miracle conversion to Isaiah Likely. And in that moment, we're all thinking, right? Ravens just won the game with that pass to Isaiah Likely. They call a timeout at the 24-yard line, right? A 41-yard field goal on the way. Baltimore has another timeout and time to run another play and then call that last timeout and then kick the field goal to get closer for their rookie kicker who has just, in this quarter, in the fourth quarter, boomed the kickoff out of bounds, and you just watch Chris Boswell shank an extra point at the stadium and the field that everyone says is the hardest for a kicker to kick in the National Football League. And instead of getting it closer for your rookie kicker, you have Lamar Jackson walk backwards 3 yards and take a knee and then call your timeout to get it in position for Tyler Loop. This was a first guess by me. I'm watching this thinking, did they really just do that? Like, make it a longer kick for Tyler Loop? And this ain't the Big 12. It ain't Arizona. They're not playing in a dome. They're not playing some curtain jerking jabroni team. This is the AFC North title game. In primetime, with the world watching, in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. You want to talk about pressure. That is pressure. And you had an opportunity to make it a more makeable and manageable kick for your 24-year-old rookie kicker who's replacing Justin Tucker, and you decided to make it more difficult, even if it's only a couple yards. These are the kinds of things that happen when in the moment you're saying to yourself, if you know ball, you're saying to yourself, no way. This can't be the decision that you make. And Loop Vanderjats it. Like, kicks it, and as soon as it's off his foot, you know it's going wide right. That's a Mike Vanderjat-style miss. Not even close. And the Ravens lose. Season over. And the Steelers win the AFC North. Isn't it poetic that the Baltimore Ravens season began with an unbelievably mind-numbing and soul-crushing Sunday night football loss, that one to the Buffalo Bills. And it ends in week 18 with a mind-numbing, soul-crushing Sunday Night Football loss, this time to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And now, we'll see. I think the Ravens will fire John Harbaugh. Let's say they don't. We will be set to enter year 9 of the Harbaugh-Lamar Jackson partnership, where Lamar Jackson has won more Most Valuable Player awards than the Ravens have reached conference championship games. Ravens haven't been to a Super Bowl yet with Lamar Jackson. Year 9. John Harbaugh got handed a Ferrari and is driving 40 in the right lane with it. You can't have it. The expiration date has been reached. You take a swig of milk. It's sour. You look at it. That son of a bitch expired in 2022. That's John Harbaugh with the Ravens. You give him his Rolex. Thanks for the Super Bowl. You send him on his way. Absolutely unforgivable for the Ravens in a year of Lamar Jackson's prime to not make the postseason. Oh, baby. We haven't even kicked into full gear yet here on this magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet. We will get into the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski happening about 20 minutes ago in real time. The Atlanta Falcons moving on from Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. All the early thoughts on Wild Card Weekend and the National Football League as well. But on the other side, the Pittsburgh Steelers survive in advance. Aaron Rodgers' career lasts at least one more game. And I'll tell you the team that was happiest for Pittsburgh's win outside of Pittsburgh. All coming up next here on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Rodgers protected. Throws to Austin for the touchdown!
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth last night, can't say it enough. I think that is the best call of an NFL game since Nance and Romo 2018 AFC Championship game, Patriots and Chiefs, which was the Tony Romo's literally going to predict every play before it happens game. Like, oh, Patriots in overtime going from left to right on your television screen. Julian Edelman's going to run this route and drop right here, and Brady's going to find me down the field for 12 yards. Here we go. There it is. Next play. Well, here's what Rob Gronkowski's going to do. Just watch here as he peels off the linebacker. Boom. Exactly what happens. I remember watching that game and thinking, the best broadcast I've ever seen. And then I watched last night. And that might have taken the cake with Tirico and Collinsworth. It's Tirico on the call of the Rodgers touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, the go-ahead touchdown pass to Calvin Austin, as Shadobi Awuzie slips and falls, and Calvin Austin waltzes into the end zone. I'm going to be real with everybody. I always am on the show with you, our listeners, and you, our viewers. I cannot believe the Pittsburgh Steelers won this game. And I'm not trying to be a hater at all. I even said over the course of the week, like, if the point spread's going to be 3.5 or 4, like, I think Baltimore is going to win. I never said I thought Pittsburgh was going to win. But now you're going to lay 4 with the Ravens? They need to win by 6 or 7 with how they have looked generally this season. So I'm not surprised the game was close. I am stunned that the Pittsburgh Steelers won. And when Lamar on the opening drive of the game hits Tez Walker to put the Ravens up 7-0, the Ravens score a touchdown. I text the You Better You Bet group chat and various other group chats I'm in talking sports with friends, of which there are many. And I declare, game over. Blip, blip, blip. Game over. No DK Metcalf. How are they coming back? Forget the fact that there's like 55 minutes to go in the game. I declared it over. Like I'm Tom Wamsgan in Succession calling the election after like one district reports. I thought it was done with the Ravens up 7-0. And to be clear, and I said this in the opening segment as well, this game was over until the Kyle Hamilton injury at the beginning of the second half. Aaron Rodgers should be sending Alohi Gilman a fruit basket today for going helmet to helmet, accidentally, obviously, with his own teammate, his battery mate at safety, and concussing Kyle Hamilton and knocking him out of the game. Like, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like the type that sends Christmas cards for various reasons. But if he were, man, Alohi Gilman needs to get one coming up this December. Because the first 30 minutes of the game, the first half of the game for Aaron Rodgers, he looked like his former mentor, Brett Favre. And I'm using mentor loosely there. I don't know if they really liked each other, but the guy that played ahead of him. He looked like Brett Favre in 2010, not 2009 when the Vikings went to the NFC Championship game. In 2010, outside, in the cold, in Chicago, getting flattened by Corey Wooten and laying there in a crumpled heap. When I remember watching that game, I'm thinking, he gonna get up? Aaron Rodgers, in the first half of last night's game, looked slow. He looked old. He looked cold. And he looked terrible in what could have been his final game in a legendary first ballot Hall of Fame career. And then Kyle Hamilton gets hurt. And Aaron Rodgers decides to party like it's 2011. And his MVP season when the Packers go 15-1 and lose to my Giants in the divisional rounds. Shout out, and the Giants would go on to win the Super Bowl. Sorry, I'm a Giants fan. I felt like I had to say that. Once Kyle Hamilton goes out, think about how bad the Steelers' offense was in the first half. They looked like they had no hope. Zero hope. And just consider, by the way, it wasn't just Rodgers and like his physical traits leaving him in these moments. It wasn't just that. It looked like mentally he was, like, not losing it in the way like grandpa loses it, but losing it mentally as well. Where down on the goal line on the final play of the first half, and I agree with the decision of Mike Tomlin to go for the touchdown, like after the pass interference call and eschewing the short field goal attempt to make it 10-6, I agree with the decision to go for the touchdown. Aaron Rodgers is in control of that offense. Like, Arthur Smith can call whatever play he wants, and then Aaron Rodgers will rub his belly or scratch his head or scratch his armpit or whatever he does, grab his junk, and change the play if he feels like it's not going to work. Aaron Rodgers ran a terrible play that was doomed from the start, and Kenny Gainwell doesn't even come close to the end zone. So this wasn't just Rodgers missing Jonnu Smith wide open, or Rodgers deciding not to run for a first down that I actually think he could have made even at 42, but it was Rodgers mentally also not getting the job done. And then Hamilton leaves the game, and it all turns from there. The game was over, and then it wasn't. And Rodgers took advantage, to his credit. It's like, you know, like you're competing for a girl with another guy, and she likes him more. But he gets drunk and sends her 20 text messages in a row. And now she likes you more. And now it's up to you to take advantage. An opportunity that you didn't foresee, and here it is right in front of you. And Aaron Rodgers took advantage. And in doing so, probably, and we'll see how it goes against the Houston Texans on Monday night. You know, no easy shakes there, the Houston Texans defense. But if Rodgers goes out like that, like let's say they score 10 points in the game. Hamilton never leaves the game. The Steelers don't do anything. And Pittsburgh loses, which they absolutely would have. 100% they lose that game if Hamilton doesn't get hurt. 100% with the way that Lamar Jackson played. Think about the conversation this morning. Rodgers is done. He's washed. It's over. Time to retire. And think about the conversation instead. You better you bet on this magnificent football Monday. Nick Costos here with you. Westwood One Sports presented by BetMGM. Find the show in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Watch us on YouTube. We'll be taking some YouTube comments later this hour and over the course of the show today. And the truly stunning thing about this Steelers second half offensive explosion, where they go after the Hamilton injury, touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown, with no DK Metcalf. Again, touchdown, field goal, punt, touchdown, touchdown. Insane. Is that Rodgers managed to do this, and the Steelers managed to do this on offense, not with Hines Ward and Santonio Holmes and Antoine Randall-L or Antonio Brown. No. They did it with Adam Thielen. They did it with Pat Freiermuth. And they did it with Calvin Austin. What? Adam Thielen. What? Marquez Valdes-Scantling. What? Jonnu Smith. What? Connor Hayward. What? Calvin Austin. What? Austin 316 says, I just sent your ass home. Absolutely unbelievable. And TJ Watt being back didn't hurt for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Watt making a couple big plays in the game, including a crazy interception that felt like the teams were playing hot potato with the football, bouncing off a couple appendages before TJ Watt intercepts that ball. And we also need to shine the spotlight and give a ton of credit to Cam Hayward, who was just superb last night for the Steelers. The future Hall of Fame defensive lineman. And I'll say, he's going to the Hall of Fame, Cam Hayward. And his brother Connor scored a touchdown, and we had the tush-push fiasco with him at the start of the game. Bad call by Arthur Smith. But the Hayward brothers coming to play in the game. Cam Hayward was awesome. And think about this, like, juicy bit of, I was going to say irony. I don't think that's the right word. I guess it is a little ironic. Don't you think? In training camp, Cam Hayward is furious about his contract. Remember this? It's not that long ago. And I don't think he outright said, like, I'm not going to play. But I mean, he's skipping training camp practices. Maybe he's going to hold out. And it felt like in that moment, and this was only a couple months ago, I'm not making any of this up, that the Steelers fan base was kind of turning on him a little bit. Like, you just signed this new deal recently, and now you want more money ahead of a season where we pushed all our chips into the middle, we're going all in, and this is what you're doing? And now, here we are, making tremendously impactful plays as the Steelers win the AFC North in game 272 out of 272 to send the Baltimore Ravens home. It's one of the best NFL games in the last 50 years, certainly since I've been watching, and it will stand the test of time. As Metallica would say, dun 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 dun, dun. Time marches on. For Whom the Bell Tolls. Maybe my favorite Metallica song. All right. Let's spin this forward now. Let's talk about the AFC playoff picture as it concerns the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. One of the reasons out of many why it is so unforgivable that the Ravens lost this game and did not make the postseason is that you, realistically, you the listener, you the viewer, you could have realistically made the case. Now, I don't think it would have gone this way, but I wouldn't have stopped you from making the case. It's not crazy to say. Like, I think it would be crazy to insinuate that the Chargers could make a Super Bowl run with the offensive line being in the shape it's in. I think that would be crazy. I don't think it would have been crazy to say that if Tyler Lute makes that kick and the Ravens win 27-26, then you could have made a case that the Ravens could have made a run to the Super Bowl. I don't think it would have happened, but you could have made that case, right? Given the way Lamar Jackson played last night, played at an MVP caliber level, and maybe Kyle Hamilton's back from the concussion for next Monday night against the Houston Texans. We'll never know at this point now. So the Ravens, if they had made the tournament, you could have said, this team has the upside to win the American Football Conference. I'm not being a hater when I say this. You cannot make that case for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you can't. You can't. And I'm not saying the Steelers can't beat. I'll give you my early betting thoughts, which is, and I'll even say it now. If the point spread's going to be 3.5, I'm betting Pittsburgh. Like, against the Texans offense, Pittsburgh plus 3.5 at home? No way. So I'm going to like the Steelers to at least cover the spread in the game. Pittsburgh can't make the Super Bowl. They can't. They don't have the upside that the Ravens do. Like, they just don't. And remember what I said at the end of the week, and I'm consistent here, right? The Steelers have a higher floor than Baltimore, but the Ravens have a higher ceiling. The Ravens' ceiling was to potentially win the AFC. The floor was to also not make the playoffs. The Steelers made the playoffs and finished above 500 again. The ceiling, though, is probably divisional round loss against whomever the opponent would end up being. So the team that I think, and the fan base that I think, was rooting just as hard, if not harder, and I'm being facetious when I say that, obviously Steelers fans were rooting the hardest, but the fan base that was most rooting for the Steelers, outside of the Steelers fans, the Houston Texans. And that's not to insinuate that the Ravens would have definitely beaten Houston. Point spread would have been like Ravens minus 1.5, right? Ravens minus 1. But now, the Texans go from being a road dog in the first round of the playoffs next Monday night to being like a 3 or 3.5 point road favorite. This is a massive, massive deal for the Houston Texans. And I'm not saying they're definitely going to beat Pittsburgh, but if you're Houston, you have a Texans ticket on them to make the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, you grew up rooting for this team, whatever, this is your outcome. This is what you came for. Lightning strikes when you take the room. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you. Shout out to Rihanna. This is what you wanted if you're a Texans fan or a Texans better. You go from being a dog to being a road favorite. And and you know the Texans are going to be a chic pick to win this game. Now, betting-wise, I'm going to like the Pittsburgh Steelers to cover the spread. I would not be shocked if the Texans won. This was a great, great, great result for the Texans. And I would imagine Texans fans like cheering for the Tyler Loop miss, like citizens of Earth cheered when the humans beat the aliens in Independence Day. Just a stunning, stunning result and turn of events for the Houston Texans. After their 0-3 start, to 12-5 in the regular season and now favored on the road in Wild Card Weekend. And speaking of Wild Card Weekend in the AFC, on the other side, we are going to talk about the team in the AFC, the one team above all others that has no excuse to not make the Super Bowl. That team, of course, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, and the consequence that the Bills must face if they don't get to Super Bowl 60. Plus, betting thoughts in the AFC on Wild Card Weekend as the magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Allen steps up. He's got room in front of him. Pulls the trigger. End zone. Touchdown. A bullet. Josh Allen to Dawson Knox.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Ian Eagle with the call recently on CBS. We didn't really want to play you. Here's Mitch Trubisky to Ray Davis. Touchdown from yesterday. So Ian Eagle with a recent Josh Allen touchdown pass. We'll talk about the Buffalo Bills and the wide-open AFC in a moment, but first we got to tell you about our show sponsor at BetMGM, because today, what a lucky day. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and Same game parlays. I'll give you a parlay at the end of the show for tonight in the NBA. I've got one for college basketball that I like as well. Not that they're guaranteed to win, but I'll be placing these bets with my own money. And why not boost it? A parlay boost token courtesy of BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app. Visit BetMGM.com and make it legendary. We will start next hour here on this magnificent Football Monday with the Atlanta Falcons firing of head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot, and the Cleveland Browns firing of Kevin Stefanski. And any other coaching news that we get over the course of the morning, we will bring to you live as it happens here on You Better You Bet. Two coaches have been fired since the conclusion of their games in Week 18. Raheem Morris of Atlanta, Kevin Stefanski of Cleveland. Breakdown coming up next hour. Want to get to some comments from the YouTube chat, and then we'll talk the Bills. How about our friend AMW0720? Beautiful day to be a Steelers fan. Hashtag Tomlin still out. AMW, can we at least wait until next Monday night and see how it goes? How about our friend Wizard of Raz, who says Lamar had some great plays, but he was not MVP caliber? Okay, Raz, I appreciate the comment. Thank you very much for watching. I totally disagree. I thought Lamar was great. And our friend Sports Wager says Lamar should dip out of Baltimore today. They're going to fire John Harbaugh. He's not going to have to dip out. That's my prediction. We'll see what happens. As I've said throughout the first week here on Westwood One Sports, way more interactivity coming on YouTube. We will have a text line and a phone line that we will roll out probably this week and into next week. So thank you very much to everybody checking out the show. If you'd like to get involved and hashtag join the conversation, the YouTube chat, the Twitch chat, your best bets for right now, text line and call line, maybe this week, certainly next week here on Westwood One Sports. The AFC playoff picture is set, as is the NFC, obviously. And this is the most open I can remember a conference being, this year's American Football Conference. No Patrick Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson, no Joe Burrow. Compare and contrast, just for the sake of conversation and for the sake of context, to like last year's AFC playoff field, where it's going to be one of three teams. And really, it was going to be one of two. Maybe you liked Baltimore. It was going to be Kansas City. It was going to be Buffalo. Or it was going to be Baltimore. Hell, even last year in the NFC, it felt like it was one of the top two seeds. It was going to be Detroit or Philadelphia. And it ended up being the Eagles. We usually don't get a playoff field where you can make an actual, real, legitimate case for more than two or three teams. Now, look, you can just go and say whatever you want and be like, yeah, I think the Chargers are going to make it. But again, we're sponsored by BetMGM. I would always ask people this question. If you had to bet on it, would you? I think the answer would probably be no. I see in this year's AFC playoffs only two teams out of seven that I think can't make the Super Bowl. I would never consider betting them. The 7-seed LA Chargers, which is the offensive line issues, I don't think they'll be able to get there. Too many injuries on the offensive line. And the 4-seed, the AFC North champion, Pittsburgh Steelers, who ultimately, in my estimation, don't have enough offense to get them over the hump. And I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm calling it like I see it. Pittsburgh and the Chargers are the only two teams in the AFC that I will say right now cannot make it. Houston, Buffalo, Jacksonville, New England, and Denver, the one seed with home field advantage, the Denver Broncos, could all feasibly make it. And think about those teams. CJ Stroud in Houston, Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, Drake May and the New England Patriots, and I know May maybe will be MVP. We'll see. Looks like it's Stafford at this point. We'll see. First year in the playoffs. And Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. There is zero excuse. None. For the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen and Sean McDermott to not make Super Bowl 60. This is the 1990s Green Bay Packers, who couldn't beat the Dallas Cowboys and Troy Aikman with Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren. And then it took The Carolina Panthers in year two with Kerry Collins and Dom Capers upsetting Dallas for the Packers to beat the Panthers in the NFC Championship game and beat Bill Parcells, Drew Bledsoe, and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 31. This is every Ben Roethlisberger Steelers team. They could never beat New England. And in 05, when Roethlisberger and Bill Cowher won, the Patriots got bounced by the Broncos in Denver. In 2008, when the Steelers won, Tom Brady tears his ACL in week one. And in 2010, when the Steelers make it and lose to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, that is the Bart Scott, Rex Ryan, Sean Green, Mark Sanchez, can't wait New York Jets beating MVP Tom Brady and the 14-2 Patriots in Foxborough. There's no Lamar Jackson. Not that the Bills couldn't beat Lamar, but Lamar's not in it. There's no Joe Burrow, who's beaten the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen in the playoffs. And most importantly, there's no Patrick Mahomes. The boogeyman's not there. The final boss isn't there. This is like playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and you don't have to beat Mike Tyson at the end to win the game, to win the AFC. You got to take down Soda Popinski, and you make the Super Bowl. You get to play Mario, and you don't have to beat Bowser at the end of the game to win the game. You got to beat, like, Lenny Koopa, like one of his illegitimate kids. That's how this goes. Zero excuse for the Bills to not make it. And if they don't, remember what I said about the Ravens. Year nine, if they keep Harbaugh, of Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, no Super Bowl. Didn't even make it. Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, and the Bills are on the same timeline. Same draft, same coaches. If the Bills can't make it this year, in this AFC, they need to fire Sean McDermott and try something different, because it ain't never going to happen if it doesn't happen this year. And as for the bets for this weekend, we'll do way more on this over the course of the week. The Steelers at 3.5 or 4 as a home dog are the easiest bet on the board. Easiest. I'll tell you what, I'm definitely betting the Chargers on Sunday night, not to win, but to cover in New England. If that's going to be 3.5 or 4, Patriots defense is terrible. And Justin Herbert had a week off. And as for Bills Jaguars, Buffalo a 1-point road favorite, here's what I can promise everyone. The Bills are going to get bet out as the week moves along. Betting market loves the Bills, and we can make our decision on Bills Jaguars later in the week. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. We will start hour number two with the coaching news in the NFL. Raheem Morris out in Atlanta. Kevin Stefanski out in Cleveland.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.